Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome in, everybody, and we appreciate you being here joining us on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. We cover the Big 12, and a happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. So grateful that you are joining us, and you are a fan of Heartland College Sports. So I want to give you, in this show, the 10 most underrated games in the Big 12 this season. Now, remember, this is not the 10 best games. These are not the 10 games that I think are definitely going to decide the Big 12 race this fall. These are just 10 games that probably aren't getting the top billing as of right now in a given week, but could play a huge role in how the Big 12 plays out this fall. So naturally, there will be more games at the beginning of the season than the end of the season based on how I put this list together. But I figured we'd have some fun with this, and you could tell me a game that I may have missed as the show progresses. Thanks so much for joining us as always, whether it's on the radio show, whether it's on YouTube, hit that like button right now, or on the podcast. Drop us that 5-star rating and review. That helps us tremendously as we keep rocking and rolling at HeartlandCollegeSports.com. So as we look at the top 10 most underrated games in the Big 12, I am starting in week 4. Week 4 is the weekend of Saturday, September 20th. This is when, for most teams, Big 12 conference play gets underway. And the first game I'm looking at is Arizona State at Baylor. Now, you look at that weekend, and people are probably looking at SMU, TCU. They're probably looking at Texas Tech, Utah. But this Arizona State at Baylor game is a sneaky important game and a sneaky good game, because I've long believed this offseason that Baylor is a team that is going to compete atop the Big 12. A lot of people believe that Arizona State is going to compete atop the Big 12. So if Baylor's actually going to be in the mix, this would be a huge win for them at home. It is going to be 98 degrees, you know, in Waco, mid to late September. Baylor's obviously coming off a great finish to last year. And this is a moment for Dave Aranda and his team to potentially put their foot down and say, we're here. We're competing in this conference this year. And you have what could be the best quarterback battle in the Big 12 this year as well, with Sam Levitt versus Sawyer Robertson. So this will be a great game in the trenches. It'll be a great game at the skill position. And this game could go a very long way in deciding how the Big 12 plays out in 2025. So give me that game in week 4. The other week 4 game that I'm looking at here is Texas Tech at Utah. Now, some people are going to say, well, Utah, they were terrible last year. They were 2-7. Why would this be an underrated game? Are you telling me Utah's going to bounce back? Entirely possible they do. And the reason this is underrated is because there's so much pressure on Joey McGuire. If he goes to Salt Lake City in a very difficult environment and he finds himself coming home with a loss to West Texas early in the season, I'm not saying it's doom and gloom. I'm just saying there will be a lot of loud critics across the Western Texas Plains coming home from Salt Lake City if they return with a loss. Because this will be the start of conference play. Utah will be coming off a 2-7 season. They are working in a new quarterback. And for Tech, while it's a very difficult game on the road, my guess is they will be expected to win, at least by their own fans, if nobody else, once again, based on how their offseason went. So that alone is enough to have a lot of pressure on Joey McGuire going into that game. And you know that Kyle Whittingham, despite the fact that last year was rough, Kyle Whittingham is going to have that team juiced up, ready to play. They had a lot of closest losses last year. They were down to a fifth-string quarterback at one point. So that does not do the Utah Utes justice based on how last year went. I mean, Oklahoma State and Utah were the two biggest disappointments last year. Oklahoma State just flat-out stunk. Utah actually dealt with injuries and played some close games. Oklahoma State felt like they were getting blown out every single week. Those two disappointing seasons were not made the same. So for Utah, this would be a moment for them to make a mark early in the year at home in front of that faithful and say, we're back. And that is why that game to me is highly underrated. Now, the following week, I've got three more underrated games in the Big 12 to watch. Week 5, underrated games in the Big 12, BYU at Colorado, TCU at Arizona State, and Baylor at Oklahoma State. Let's start with BYU at Colorado. Now, Colorado thinks it's going to compete again in the Big 12. I'm not saying they can. We got to figure out what they've got at quarterback. But they're home against a BYU team that, of course, was in the hunt for the Big 12 title last year, didn't make it to the championship over tiebreakers. They come back with big expectations. We don't know what's going on, of course, with Jake Retzlaff, but still, BYU is going into this season thinking they will compete again in the Big 12. And Colorado is saying, hey, don't forget about us. And Colorado is more or less being counted out here this year by many. Not saying that's you, Colorado fans, but many that cover the Big 12 and follow the Big 12 are like, hey, you guys had Shadur, you had Travis, that was nice, those guys are gone, you're going to be in the bottom half of the Big 12. And that may happen. But if Deion wants to buck that narrative early in the season, he can do it with a win over BYU in week 5. And that game is going to be prime, well, not prime time. It'll be 10:15 Eastern time, and it will be on ESPN. It'll be the late night window ESPN game, so national TV. It'll be that game that when there's nothing else compelling on outside of like a Mountain West game, the entire nation that is still watching college football will be watching BYU at Colorado. Of course, it's in Boulder. That will help Colorado. BYU is going to go into that game, obviously, knowing what they're about to face, but also, will they be overconfident? Will they have too much of a pep in their step? I don't know, but that makes it a very compelling game because if Colorado pulls off the upset, it changes the early season narrative in the Big 12 and the trajectory this year for both of these two programs. Then I've got TCU at Arizona State. TCU is being overlooked in this Big 12 title race. So Arizona State will have played at Baylor the week prior. Then they're home to TCU. Two of the old original eight Big 12 members, or, well, TCU isn't, but you know what I mean, the hateful eight that we refer to, the eight leftovers from the Big 12. TCU and Baylor, of course, are in that group. Technically, you could call them old Southwest Conference schools, but we're not going to go back that far. So Arizona State has a tough 1-2 punch here with Baylor and TCU back-to-back weeks. I don't think that people looking at these Big 12 schedules are looking at that week enough, and those 2 weeks in particular, as being really difficult weeks for Arizona State, and they are right out of the gates. Arizona State's getting no breaks here on the front half of this schedule. It's entirely possible. I'm not predicting it, but it's entirely possible Arizona State can go 0-2 in those two games. No one's putting that possibility out there like, frankly, they should. I'm not going to sit here and say that that will happen, but Baylor and TCU, I believe, can compete atop the Big 12. So would that be shocking? No. A split of these two games is not shocking. Winning both of these games are not shocking. But no matter what, you've got Arizona State going to Baylor and then traveling home to then have to take on a TCU team. That is a game that will go ahead and help define the rest of the Big 12 season. And then the other underrated game in week five is Baylor at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is a total wild card. Baylor will be fresh off that hosting Arizona State game in week four. They then will have to go to Stillwater. And I'll tell you what, when I think about Baylor, Oklahoma State, I mean, you think about, of course, two classic Big 12 teams. And two teams that, over the years, have played some really entertaining games. If you're a Big 12 fan, and maybe you're new to this conference, you probably don't think of the two teams as playing great games, but man, they have played some really fun games over the years. And this will go back to the Mike Gundy, Art Briles era. Now, once Art Briles got this program going, these teams were playing some outstanding matchups over the years. And they were playing games that easily were scoring into the 30s, if not the 40s, and sometimes the 50s when these two teams met up. So maybe it hasn't been great in some of your eyes lately, but this is going to be a game that, first off, if you're Oklahoma State and you're Mike Gundy and you want to make an early season statement that you're back, that you've turned the page from last year's disaster, this is the game you do it. Mike Gundy's notoriously really tough to beat at home, except for last season, even as a big underdog. And Dave Aranda can make an early season mark with a really good win in Stillwater. But then again, if Baylor's coming off a loss to Arizona State, if they get upset, let's say, in Stillwater, suddenly the narrative around Dave Aranda will shift very quickly as well.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Then let's go to week six. Another underrated game I'm watching here in the Big 12 is K-State at Baylor. This game in particular pits two of the better quarterbacks in the Big 12, Avery Johnson against Sawyer Robertson. And when I'm looking at this week in particular, now week six, you're getting into October, right? So the season's starting to take shape. A lot of people are going to be looking at that week and they'll say, well, you know, you've got a Friday night game, West Virginia, BYU. You've got Iowa State, Cincinnati. Kansas State at Baylor is the one that weekend that I think we should be looking at the closest. For some of the aforementioned reasons that we've talked about around the Baylor Bears and a Kansas State team that if it wants to win the Big 12 this year or get to that Big 12 championship game and then get to a college football playoff, this is the kind of game that defines Avery Johnson's second year as a starter. This is now the opportunity for Avery Johnson. When you go from starting as a first-year player to now second-year starter, winning tough Big 12 games on the road. This is a monumental game for Avery Johnson's legacy as a starting quarterback at Kansas State. Because with all these teams looking to compete atop the Big 12, you've got to go on the road and you've got to get a good win because it swings the entire conference standings, right? Not only do you have the tiebreaker, of course, against a team like Baylor, who we expect to be in the mix, but it can upend and shift the entire league one of these games. That's what makes the Big 12 so fascinating and so unpredictable. So Kansas State at Baylor, week six, has a tremendous amount of potential and to me is being overlooked in a big way. When you look at the top 20 Big 12 games or the top 10 underrated Big 12 games, which is what we are going through here on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. It's great to have you here on the show as always. And we would love for you to leave that rating and review right now on the podcast, or of course, hit that like button on YouTube and make sure that you are subscribed. We always appreciate our radio affiliates as well. I'm going to bump ahead to week seven as we now get to the final four games on this list. In week seven, this one is not getting enough attention. And it's Kansas at Texas Tech, Saturday, October 11th. That is a weekend that has a lot of solid Big 12 games on the schedule. TCU at Kansas State, Arizona State at Utah, BYU at Arizona. But this is one of those games that I look at and I say, hey, you know, Lance Leipold's not getting any love. Jalen Daniels not getting any love. Kansas really not getting any love. But you want to make a statement sitting there as a Kansas team that's probably getting overlooked, a Texas Tech team that is getting a lot of love and a lot of attention, and you want to say where is a difficult spot for Texas Tech that maybe isn't getting enough attention, and it's this game. Kansas is going to be coming off a game at UCF, which we think UCF, and I do believe that UCF is going to be one of the bottom feeders in the Big 12 this year. So I'm going to just put that out there. I don't think that's a hot take that UCF is going to struggle mightily this year in the first year of Scott Frost's return to Central Florida. So you've got that going on. You've got Tech coming off a road game against Houston. So both these teams are coming off of games we perceive them to be able to win. So Kansas is going to have a little mojo here. All right? Kansas is going to say, maybe we can be the team that shocks all of the Big 12, and as a result, all of college football. And if they're going to do it, this game will play a big role in that happening. And that's why I'm looking at that one as one that is getting overlooked. Fast forward to week 9. We are now towards the end of the month of October. The last Saturday in October is the 25th. We are in week 9. And an underrated game that I am watching in the Big 12 in week 9 is TCU at West Virginia. Now, these two teams have played some great games since TCU came into the Big 12. Gary Patterson and Dana Holgorsen had some great matchups early in TCU's Big 12 tenure. You go back to 2013 and 2014, they played two games that were decided by a combined 4 points, and the two teams split them. You go to 2017, one touchdown game, 2019, field goal game, 2023, last time they played, field goal game, and even some of the perceived blowouts. 10-point game in 22, 12-point game in 21. These two teams have played some great matchups over the last 10 years. And while I don't believe West Virginia is going to be in the thick of it, I will say this. West Virginia will be a team that gets better as the season progresses because they brought in dozens of transfers, dozens of new players. And West Virginia is the kind of team that I would want to play on the back end of the season. Or let me rephrase that. West Virginia is the kind of team that I would want to play in the front half of the season, not the back half of the season. Because with all the transfers they brought in, and it's been dozens, they're going to get better. They're going to mesh. They're going to gel. They're going to understand Rich Rod's system. I don't want to play these guys in the back half of October or November. I want to get them in September or the first couple of weeks of October. So if TCU's going into Morgantown, tough place to play, and they've got themselves in the hunt for a Big 12 championship appearance, and I think a lot of teams are going to be in that spot in late October into November. This is one of those overlooked make-or-break games for a team like TCU. And you're going to have, I think, the best offense in the Big 12 in TCU going up against what is going to be a hard-nosed, tough-as-nails, as cliche as that is, West Virginia defense that is going to be flying all over the field. And it just has the makings, to me, of a great game that is getting very much overlooked. And that's why I'm putting TCU at West Virginia on that list of my top 10 most underrated games in the Big 12 this season. Let's spin ahead to week 12. We are now going to be on Saturday, November 15th. And in my top 10 most underrated games in the Big 12, I have got Utah at Baylor. And you're like, wait, what? Utah at Baylor? Oh, yeah. First off, these two teams played last year, and of course, the storyline was Cam Rising. He left the game. We thought this was going to be a game that maybe helped decide the future of the Big 12. It wasn't the case, but these two teams have an interesting history because of how last year's game went early in September. Now they're playing late in November. I think one of these two teams is going to be in the thick of the Big 12 title race come this matchup in Week 12. Utah or Baylor, possibly both of them. Phil Steele has them both tied atop the Big 12 conference this year. I'm not going to go that far with both of them. But if Phil Steele is right, then watch out. This is going to be a tremendous game in mid-November in Waco. So Utah at Baylor is not the game that people are going to look at right now in Week 12 in the Big 12 and say that's won the circle. They'll look at maybe TCU at BYU. They'll look at Kansas State, Oklahoma State. But Utah at Baylor is one that I've got circled and can be a sneaky good game come Saturday, November 15th. And then last but certainly not least, we are going to the final week of the season where I will give you my last most underrated game of the Big 12 in 2025. And we're going back to Morgantown for Texas Tech at West Virginia. If Texas Tech is sitting there with a chance to punch a ticket to a Big 12 championship game, the last team I would want to play is a West Virginia Mountaineers team that is trying to potentially put a stamp on year one under Rich Rod, that has absolutely nothing to lose in front of a Morgantown crowd that is going to be going bonkers if they have a chance to play spoiler against Texas Tech. I would want no part of that if I was Joey McGuire. Some fans and some pundits are going to look at that game and say, oh, Tech will win that one. West Virginia's rebuilding. It's year one. But the circumstances around it could end up being very unique. This could be a game that defines Joey McGuire's career at Texas Tech. If it's a win and in type situation for Texas Tech into a Big 12 championship game, which of course then would be a play-in game for a college football playoff appearance, theoretically, the amount of pressure that is going to be on that coaching staff and on that team is going to be tremendous. And you do not want to play a team with nothing to lose in their backyard where the weather could be brutal that final weekend in November. That right there is enough to make me circle it on the calendar and say, if this year shapes out the way we think it might for the Red Raiders, well, this is going to be a can't-miss game. And the other side of this is maybe Tech's not in the race. Maybe Tech disappoints. Maybe West Virginia in this game is 5-6 and playing for a spot to become bowl eligible. And Tech is out of the race. But if Joey McGuire, let's say, loses this game, they fall to 7-5. But if they win it, they're 8-4. And while that may not be enough to get them to a Big 12 championship game, it might be enough to say save his job. 8-4 versus 7-5 is a big difference. So even if Tech is not in the race for a Big 12 title, that game could have fascinating potential behind it that could determine the future of both of these programs. And as Daniel notes right now on YouTube, you better hope it's not a night game. That is well said. I'm with you there, my man. That's outstanding. All right, some of the games that you have thrown out there that we may have missed. TCU and Iowa State. Yeah, see, I think that's just a great game, no matter what. I don't know if that's an underrated game. I just think TCU-Iowa State's a really good game that is definitely going to be getting a lot of attention before the season. So I tried to find 10 games here that were being a bit overlooked around the Big 12. Brad says on Facebook, Arizona State is all this guy wants to talk about. I don't think so. I mean, I did 10 underrated games, and two of them were Arizona State. I don't know. To me, that's not exactly only talking about Arizona State. But the reason I bring up those two early season games for Arizona State is a simple one. Everyone's got them in the mix, but those early games are being overlooked and will define whether or not Kenny Dillingham keeps this mojo going into not year two, I guess it's technically year three, but year two of this whole, like, you know, Arizona State's a contender, Arizona State's a team that we should be taking seriously, and they're not just a one-year fluke. If they bomb out those first two games against Baylor and TCU, people are going to say last year was just luck. It was Cam Scataboo. The stars aligned with the right transfers, and now Arizona State goes back to what it's been, an up-and-down program. I'm not saying that's fair. I'm just saying that will be the narrative if Arizona State drops these two early season games against Baylor and against TCU. And they're not getting the attention they should be getting in terms of defining the storylines in the Big 12 for those three programs, Arizona State, Baylor, TCU, and for the Big 12 as a whole in the 2025 college football season. I'm Pete Mundo, and we are so glad that you are here as always as a part of the show. Subscribe right now on the podcast, on YouTube, and share it with a friend. I mean, goodness gracious, we appreciate you guys doing that. This show keeps growing organically because of you. That's right. You are making this happen. So thank you so much for doing that. Thank you for being here. We did only do two shows last week. I just had a lot of personal stuff. Nothing bad, but just personal things last week I had to take care of. So we'll get back in the saddle this week with multiple shows. Don't worry, we're not backing off anything. And if you didn't hear the news, our managing editor, Brian Clinton, left us this past week. He is taking a position at his local church, and he is going to be on his way to becoming a pastor. So if you didn't read the piece at heartlandcollegesports.com, I would encourage you to read it. It's right there on the homepage. He said goodbye to this incredible audience and fan base. He is a lifelong friend to those of us with Heartland College Sports, and we are grateful to have had him in our professional lives. And trust me, he is not leaving our personal lives, but he is leaving us, and he has left us at Heartland College Sports as our managing editor. So we wish him well. He's been on that job with us for 3.5 years, done incredible work, and so grateful to have him and have had him as a part of my life personally. And I know many of you read hundreds of his articles, and he was tremendous for us. But we wish him well as he enters a whole new phase of his life. And, you know, things are changing for us, but it's a good time of year for us to be making those changes. So it is, it's how life goes, right? Join the forums as well. They're at heartlandcollegesports.com, and we always have the merch shop open. We got the hoodies that many of you are asking about. That will be linked on the show. You're looking at it here on YouTube, and it's high-quality stuff, and we are giving away merch as well to people who are giving us great ratings and reviews on the podcast. Send me a screenshot of your rating and review to Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com. We appreciate you. Have a great day, and go Big 12. And happy Father's Day to all you dads. As a father of three daughters, I love my day job. I love doing this, but there is nothing more rewarding than being a dad. Talk to you soon.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.